Coming up on episode 1249, well, tell me what these bands all have in common. The Cure, Janet Jackson, Stevie Nicks, Radiohead, Def Leppard, The Zombies, and Roxy Music. Those are all the bands getting inducted this year, 2019, into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And also, they all have covers that I'm going to be playing on the show today, or covers of their music. Yes, you're going to hear covers of all those bands, a big variety of stuff. And it's all coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, January 23rd, 2019. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another, another edition of Coverville. I can't really say another cover story because it's like seven cover stories all rolled into one. Seven different bands you're going to hear covered on the show today, different sets of music. These are all the bands that are getting inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year, and a really, really good batch. I mean, it seems like every year it's like, oh yeah, all right, Nina Simone and Bon Jovi, and yeah, that was last year, of course. This year it was a little bit tougher because I have a lot of great covers of almost all of these bands, so it just turned into a big show. So tuck in, it's going to be a big show. That's the only warning I'm going to give you. Let's start things off with The Cure. Hello, The Cure. This is a cover. The first cover that I'm going to play in the first set here is by The Big Bright. This is from their 80s tribute album, simply called I Slept Through the 80s. Here's their cover of Just Like Heaven.
You, soft and lonely, you. like a dream. You're just like a dream. You're just like a dream. You're just like a dream. Daylight licked me into shape. I must have been asleep for days. And moving lips to breathe his name, I opened up my eyes and I found myself alone, alone, alone above a raging sea that stole the only boy I loved and drowned him deep inside of me. You who are soft and lonely, you who are lost and lonely, you who are just like heaven. Thank you.
Tuesday's gray and Wednesday too. Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday, I'm in love. Monday, you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday doesn't even start. It's Friday, I'm in love. Saturday, wait. And Sunday always comes too late. But Friday, never hesitate. I don't care if Monday's black. Tuesday, Wednesday, heart attack. Oh, Thursday, never looking back. It's Friday, I'm in love. Watch the walls instead. It's Friday, I'm in love. Saturday, wait. And Sunday always comes too late. But Friday, never hesitate. Dressed up to the eyes, it's a wonderful surprise to see your shoes and your spirits rise. Throwing out your frown and just line up the sound. Sleek as a chic, spinning round and round.
A dream. Love is
The Divinyls covering Roxy Music, Love is the Drug. The only place I've been able to find that track is on a compilation, or not a compilation, an anthology album from The Divinyls called Make You Happy, 1981 to 1993. I've been looking around to see if I can find like a greatest hits album or an American, a US release. They're Australian. At least late lead singer Chrissy Amphlett was, suffered from multiple sclerosis and breast cancer, and because of the MS, she was unable to do chemo and radiation, so passed away back in 2013. Amazing singer with a voice that you could absolutely recognize anywhere, and she has, like a lot of their music now, they've donated to breast cancer awareness commercials and things like that. So they're getting a second wind as very helpful and positive stuff in Australia. Great music, great band, The Divinyls. You probably know the "I Touch Myself" song, the hit that was here in the U.S. Definitely check out stuff like "Boys in Town" and "Science Fiction." Great album and worth checking out more of their music. Norah Jones right before that, from her album Featuring that she released in 2010 with a bunch of her duets. That was More Than This featuring Charlie Hunter. Friday I'm in Love, that's cinematic pop with Cosette Fife on vocals. That one came out a couple of years ago, 2015, and is pretty much what you'd expect. It is a band that makes pop songs that sound like they should be in movies or movie trailers. There's a couple bands like that that do that sort of thing. Love Song right before that. Yuna from The Time Is Now covering The Cure. And The Big Bright with another Cure cover, Just Like Heaven. That one from their album I Slept Through the 80s, which came out in 2013. All right, so we've covered The Cure. We've covered Roxy Music. Let's move on to Def Leppard. And when you're talking about Def Leppard and covers, this is probably the most covered Def Leppard song. It is Ninja Sex Party and Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Hey. 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 Love is like a bomb, baby, come on, get it on. Living like a lover with a radar phone. Looking like a tramp, like a video vamp. Demolition woman, can I be your man?
Your man.
Flash a little light. Television lover, baby, go all night. Sometime, anytime, sugar me sweet. Little miss innocent, sugar me, yeah. Yeah. Come on. Take a bottle, shake it up. Break the bubble, break it up. Pour some sugar on me. Ooh, in the name of love. Pour some sugar on me.
Like go crazy little woman in a one-man show. Mirror queen, mannequin, rhythm of a love. Sweet dream, saccharine, Lucena.
Lucena.
Lucena. You gotta squeeze a little, tease a little more. Easy operator coming knocking on my door.
Sometime, anytime, sugar me sweet. Little miss innocent, sugar me, yeah. Sugar on me. Come on, buy me up. Pour your sugar.
the smiles. So lend your love to me a while. Do with me what you will. Break the spell, take your feel. On and on we rode the storm. The flame is died and the fire is gone. This empty bed is a night alone. I realized that long ago. Is anybody out there? Anybody there? Does anybody wonder? Won't you stay with me a while? Close your eyes, don't run and hide. Easy love is no easy ride. Just waking up from what we had could stop good love from going bad. Anybody out there? Anybody there? Does anybody wonder? Anybody care? Oh, I just gotta know if you're really there and you really. I'm not fooling. Oh, fooling. Fooling. Oh, fooling. Won't you stay with me a while? I'm not fooling myself. I'm not fooling myself.
I'm out of luck. Out of love, got a photograph, picture of passion killer. You're too much, you're the only one I wanna fuck.
I see your face every time I dream, on every page, every magazine. So wild and free, so far from me. Look what you've done to this rock and roll plan.
Oh,
from their album Japanese Hospitality from 2009. That is Warman with their cover of Black Cat, originally done by Janet Jackson, as was the song before that, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, their cover of What Have You Done For Me Lately, that is so transformative. You could play that for somebody and convince them that that's the original version of that song and that Janet Jackson's hit single was the cover. You'll find that version on a bunch of different stuff, Sharon Jones' album, of course, but also the Ministry of Sound Uncovered album from 2001. Murder Mystery's cover of Def Leppard's Photograph right before that from the Guilt by Association Volume 3 from 2011. And Guilt by F-Bomb, completely didn't realize that was in there, which is such a weird one because the original version doesn't have the F-Bomb. They use the word touch, and I don't know why. Don't know why Murder Mystery decided to do that. I guess they decided just wasn't edgy enough. Cornbread Red with their bluegrass version of Foolin', that one from the Pickin' on Def Leppard tribute from 2005, and Ninja Sex Party starting us off from an album called Under the Covers, Volume 2. I'll allow it. For them, I'll allow it. 2017 is when that album came out. Pour Some Sugar on Me is what we played. Another set here, starting this one off with Radiohead. This one from the Triple J Like a Virgin Volume 2 way back in 2006. This one came out. Here is Sophie Coe's cover of the most covered song by Radiohead, Creep.
Before can look you in the eye, you're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You look like a feather in the beautiful world. You're so I'm a creep, I'm a weirdo. Why the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. Don't care if it hurts. I wanna have control. I want a perfect body. I want a perfect soul. I want you to notice when I'm not around. You're so special, so very special.
Giving all
It's Ben Taylor, the Ben Taylor Band, the son of James Taylor and Carly Simon, with a cover of Time of the Season. That came out on his album Famous Among the Barns back in 2002. Love the direction that he goes. It's not just following in his parents' folk rock, light rock footsteps. Really, really cool to see what he's been doing. She's Not There by Nick Cave and Nico Case, the two NCs. Nick and Nico, from the True Blood soundtrack from 2011. That is their cover of the Zombies' She's Not There. Derek Webb before that with Karma Police, not the Karma Police. That'd be hilarious. The Karma Police from his album Democracy Volume 1 from 2010. No Surprises by Shion Yukawa from her album Sweet Children of Mine, that beautiful Japanese version of No Surprises by Radiohead. That one came out in 2009. And Sophie Coe with a cover of Creep from the Triple J Like a Virgin 2 album from 2006. I've played so many different versions of Creep that I now have to keep track of, I keep track of everything I play, but I now have to like listen to a dozen different versions of Creep before I can find one that I haven't played. There's still a lot out there. A lot out there. All right, so what have we got? The Zombies, Radiohead, Janet Jackson, Def Leppard, Roxy Music, The Cure. There's only one artist left that's getting inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and she gets a set all to herself. That's Stevie Nicks, and I'm staying away from Fleetwood Mac songs and just playing covers of her solo stuff. Let's start with this one. By The Wind and the Wave from their 2015 album, Covers One, here is Edge of 17.
Just like the white winged dove sings a song, sounds like she's singing.
I went searching for an answer up the stairs.
Covering Stevie Nicks and Tom Petty's Stop Dragging My Heart Around, that's Rebecca Bernard and Tim Rogers, who covered it on the Rockwiz Duets TV show back in 2006. They've come out with another album, let's see, four regular volumes, is that right? I think 4 regular volumes and then a brand new volume that came out a couple of years ago called Sunday Morning, which is, from what I can tell, about 1/3 stuff pulled from the archives that I already have and 2/3 brand new stuff. Just discovered it when I was looking for links for the show notes for this album. This was the first album, Requiz Duets. All 4 albums are really, really good. They're all the duets at the end of, recorded at the end of the Requiz TV game show, which I wish they had in the U.S. So good. Mirabelle right before that with Stand Back. That comes from an entire album of Stevie Nicks and Stevie Nicks fronted Fleetwood Mac covers called Crystal Revisions. Clever, right? Crystal Visions. Came out in 2012. The Wind and the Waves start us off on that last set with Edge of 17, that one from their album Covers 1, which came out in 2015. And that is going to bring us boom, smack dab, right to the end of the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed this. If you want to reach out, I love hearing from you. I love hearing what you have to say. Email me, requests@coverville.com. You don't even have to use that if it's a request. You can use it for anything. Suggestions, ideas, thoughts. Just telling me how I look in red. I don't care. requests@coverville.com. You can also call the request line. That number is 1-877-7-COVER-9. And everything else, coverville.com. It's your website. It's got everything you need right there. You can order DVDs, t-shirts. You can sign up to be a Patreon patron. A patron on Patreon? I don't know. It's one way or the other. You're either a patron or a Patreon, but the service is Patreon. Patreon.com/Coverville. Look, it takes me about, I'll lay it on the line here for you. It takes me about 5 to 6 hours to prepare every episode of Coverville. And, you know, I do it because I love doing it, but it also takes up some time that I would normally like fill with freelance. So if you haven't thrown a buck in the Patreon jar or $2 or whatever, please consider doing it. Patreon.com/Coverville. I see somebody actually signed up just a moment ago, so thank you for doing that. But please consider supporting the show on Patreon, and I will promise to keep bringing it to you. How's that? How's that for a bargain? That's it. That's going to do it. We'll be back next week with another edition of the show. Until then, this is Brandon Bitt saying that just about covers it for tonight. We'll see you next time right here. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. Find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you hear podcasts so good, they're in the Hall of Fame. Ha!
Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.